Okay, hala. Fine. Rabotai, so Ben Yishchai le'olam says tzarich she'iten ba shemen she'yadlig lefachot chatzi sha'a. The amount of oil that we have to put for Nerot Chanukah, all the candles that we use should be at least half an hour. It should last at least half an hour. Ve'im lo haya ba shemen shi'ur hadlaga chatzi sha'a b'sha'a. Right, if when he lit, it wasn't enough. Even afiluim hosif bar shemen, if he added afterwards, lo yatzad chova, so he was not yotze. Veim berech vehidlig, if a person made a bracha and lit the candles, v'achakach hirgish shelo haya bar shemen, and then he realized that it wasn't enough oil, yechabena. So he says he should extinguish it. V'yosif bar shemen v'yachrim v'adlichena, and he should relight it. But lo yevarech pam shenit. This time he should not make a bracha. Al ken, therefore, Adam yiten einav kodem bracha. Always before he makes a bracha, lirot im yesh bar shemen, to see if there is enough oil. He is the man shayisha in nechal shemen kishiur. You have to be done like half a zchut. That you know, probably that like, you know your wife put right shemen kishiur. Usually men should do it themselves, right? Ben shpach right baruch Hashem. Their children, this and that. Maybe it was spilled. So therefore, a person right should be careful to make sure. Before makes a bracha, that there is enough oil, and Rav Ovadia says, "Uberev Shabbat, tzarich iten shemen benirot haChanukah, shiur shiyidlegu chatzi shah achas lekochavim el Shabbat." Tomorrow night, Rabbi, first of all, should realize we have early mincha. We have 12:30, I think. There is another one, right? Early minyanim. The reason for early minyanim, farda minyan zutar darim, chon tu bet hamikdash, aval korban mircha miavordan, ba'adesh chiz mikardan, min rosh hashana mikardan. So therefore, lechatchila, adam ba'ad shkar bekone, ba'ad mincha bekone, kabla az hadlagat nerot. If it doesn't work for him, it's okay. If it doesn't work, mitune tevag ma'amul biyad. But lechatchila would be to come to an early mincha. Early mincha, we have 12:30. And I think 3 o'clock. Huh? Yes. There is 12:30, 3, and then 4:15. Set them in Chalerim tomorrow, right? So one thing is tomorrow, Rabotai, to come to early Mincha. The other thing, we have to make sure that amount of oil that we put for the Nerot, it has to be lit half an hour, nim sa'at, bad as unke vachtesh berese. Bad as tzad ha-kochavim. So, tzad ha-kochavim, sizdeh ha-deh-agonim, bad as shechiyas, mesalem, farz konim, agi sa'at, we're going to lit 4:15, I don't know what to, you know. So then it has to, bad ha-da'gal, yek sa'at bad besuze. So please make sure. And therefore, don't use the regular Hanukkah candles, because those for sure are not going to. So whoever uses oil, put extra oil, and whoever uses candles, use maybe Shabbat candles, right? So ולכן לא יקדימו להדלקה יותר מדי בעוד היום גדול tomorrow. כמו שנוהגים בכל שבועות השנה, ידליקו נרות חנוכה כרבע שעה לפני השקיעה. רב עובדיה says that you should lit נרות חנוכה like 15 minutes before השקיעה. Right? In order to make sure that you know, and put enough, בסך הכל שעה אחת. So he says you should have, you know, an hour. Right, so because otherwise a person is not going to be yotze. So, fresh out of the oven, Rav Zilberstein, he asked a question: how could you have a situation that the person would steal oil from somebody else and light the candles and make a bracha. Achuda chida. How is it possible? Chujim to an FRBiyad. روغن بدوزده بدون اجازه کسی دیگه برداره و برخواه هم بگه Yes, yes. Okay. We teach you everything. We're going how to gamble in work, everything. Okay? چی شد? Any answers? Rav Zilberstein said, if a person, you know, comes home, right, and he doesn't have any oil, and he realizes his neighbor lit already beautiful, a lot of oil there, and went to Sheva Brachot, nobody is home. The person is allowed to go without his permission because it's after half an hour. The shiur is half an hour, right? So if the one who lit had his menorah on for half an hour already, so he could go and without his permission, take the oil and lit and make a bracha.
Why again?
Huh?
Why?
Chishon? Ejaz. Chera? Mikhad mitzvah enjam bede. Right? Mikhad mitzvah enjam bede. Hala, inja, the assumption is ki ar Israeli, right, for sure he would be happy ki kasi dige biad va bosh mitzvah enjam bede. Mesel tefilin. Mesel tefilin. So Rav Zilberstein said that, you know, once during the war or something, somebody came, a pilot, he said, I didn't put tefillin, can I put tefillin? And the only tefillin was in somebody else's locker. He said, break the locker and give him the tefillin to put. Right? So he said, if the guy is going to be makpid, he said, if the guy is going to be makpid, you should put a sign, this guy is a meshuga, a Jew that doesn't want another Jew to do a mitzvah with his belongings, right? It's considered a meshuga. Anyway, so here he says, in a mamash, a person could lechatchila, could take, go and get the oil without permission, provided that he did already. It's extra, it's just, you know, for the hidul, right? And to make a bracha, Rabbi Hananiah ben Arashi Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael v'chach, irbo alehem Torah mitzvot, shenemar Adonai